Call now.
Free Talk Live launches into hour number three of the Live Saturday Edition. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right to the phone calls here. Ladies first, it's Becky calling from Keene, New Hampshire, listening on WKBK. Hey, Becky.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about corrupt cops in Connecticut last week.
Sure, there's always some new corrupt cop story, whether it's Connecticut or New Hampshire or California. They're all over the place.
Well,
wherever there's
just
power.
To prove that it's true, I used to live in a small town in Connecticut. My uncle was a cop. My cousin was the local pot dealer.
Wait, your cousin uncle, meaning your uncle's son or daughter?
No, my uncle's nephew.
Gotcha. Okay, different cousin. Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Different cousin, same side of the family.
Got it.
My uncle was my cousin's best customer.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah.
And you
I'm surprised he had to pay. I'm surprised that, you know, I mean, if he's a big cop in town, he should have access to the evidence room.
He used to bust in and collect his stuff, and not only that, he used to buy it, too.
Hmm. Amazing. So you actually saw some of these transactions go down? You have personal knowledge?
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. I heard it from the cousin.
I see.
And I've seen the uncle stoned out of his mind.
Hmm. Wow, and he's still a cop?
No, long since retired.
Right, but he was doing this while he was on the force.
He was doing it while in the uniform, yes.
Sure. And I've known a handful of cops that, you know, when I knew them before they were cops, they smoked marijuana, and some of them might have stopped, but I don't know if all of them did when they became cops. And it's not just the consuming of marijuana. The corruption goes much more, much deeper than that. I mean, a lot of cops will, stop a drug dealer and just take his stash and sell it to their buddies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Becky, any other thoughts tonight?
To all the Marines listening, future, past, and present, happy birthday.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with the calls here and talk to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Hi. I tell you, I don't like business nearly as much as you gentlemen do.
What's wrong with business?
Well, they're out to screw the consumer. In a nutshell, that's just all. I'll give you an example of a grocery store I used to shop at. They had a big sign. Now, this particular item was aluminum foil. So how often do you buy aluminum foil? Well, you can't remember how much you paid for it the last time you bought it.
Okay.
So they put a big sign up and says, temporary price reduction, and they raised the price a dime.
Temporary price reduction, and then they raised it a dime.
Yes. And I caught them in that. I mean, what can I do? I can't. I'm not the government. I mean, that's why I think we need the government to come.
So wait a minute. They raised the price while they were claiming to have a temporary price reduction?
Exactly.
And so they were claiming that every product in the store was being reduced, or only some products were being reduced?
Well, now that I didn't follow. I didn't carry a clipboard around and check everything. But this is one incident that I could actually tell you for sure happened.
Now, did you have any other grocery stores you could shop in?
Well, yeah, you always have different grocery stores.
Now, did you keep shopping at that one store, or did you go somewhere else?
Well, at the time, I probably still shopped there.
Well, then that's your fault, then, for continuing to give them your business. Did you complain?
You did catch them, and I think you are absolutely right. The businesses will try their hardest to get the most for their product that they possibly can.
Well, consumers will try to screw the businesses, too.
Consumers will try to get the least, to pay the least, and that's how the marketplace works. Sometimes, sure, businesses are going to be able to put one over on the consumer, and I think that that's a pretty shoddy advertising practice, and I may or may not decide not to frequent that store again, but at the same time, nobody was hurt, right? I mean,
No, physically nobody's hurt. Let me ask you a question. This is a sticking point on me. I buy milk quite often, so I'm very price sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when all the stores price it at the same price, and each week when the price goes up or down, Okay, all the stores meet the same price.
So you have the government to thank for that. In almost every state, milk prices are regulated by the government
and subsidized. The milk business is also getting government subsidies as well. So your tax dollars are going to prop up milk prices.
Dairies have managed to contract with the government, have managed to get their little foot in the door.
Right.
And in fact, it's not grocery stores that are screwing you.
Nope.
It's the government.
They're
that's
the
screwing
ones.
You.
They're getting
well,
screwed
it's a consortium
too.
Of dairy, dairies and
but
milk
not
producers.
All dairies. Want to do this. The smaller mom-and-pop dairies, for instance...
They'd like to compete on price. They can't
because
they're kept out of the marketplace by who? The government. The one that's going to save us.
Do you remember the story where there was a guy that went over to one of the Amish communities, I think it was in Ohio, to try and buy some...
Raw milk.
Some raw milk. They actually sent... Your government actually sent one of their agents to an Amish farm to try to buy raw milk from them because it's illegal by law. Your government law says you can't go and buy milk from a farm in many states. Some states it is legal, but in many states it's totally illegal, and that's because, again, of the milk producers that just want to outlaw that competition. And that's what you get when government gets involved. You get favors that are doled out to politically connected businesses, whereas when you don't have government involvement in business, then the businesses have to compete in order to get your dollars. They can't just go to their friends in government and prevent other people from getting into the business. So in your case, you know, Bill, shame on you for not going to the manager and complaining you did complain?
No, I did not.
All right. No, you didn't complain.
If you don't complain, nothing's
going to happen.
I agree. I should have done that.
Let me give you an example of my grocery store experience today. I was just there today. We got one of those little frozen Carvel cakes from the freezer section and went up to the front of the store, rang up the item. And right there on the top of the register was one of those self-checkout things. Right there on the top of the register, it had their pricing policy. And the pricing policy is that if the item rings up lower than the shelf price, you get the lower price. But if the item rings up higher than the shelf price, and the shelf price was $7.99 on this item, if it rings up higher and it rang up at $8.99, you get the difference, you know, you get the shelf price the way you thought you were going to get it, and they give you $2. They give you a $2 off coupon to make up for your hassle and to make up for the inconvenience. So, you know, that's the evil business, doing me a favor, isn't it? I mean, that's a pretty good policy, wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, that's fine, as long as they didn't, of course, the computer has to go along with what the price is. If they overcharged you on the shelf, they'd also overcharge you up at the checkout. You'd never catch the difference, would you?
I caught the difference. I brought it up to the supervisor there, and I was given my discount, and I saved a few bucks on that transaction as a result of it. And I helped their business at the same time because I said something about it. I brought it up to them. That alerted them to the discrepancy, and it was worth it to them to give me $2 so they could send a price-checking guy out to the aisle and actually fix the problem so it didn't happen into the future. Again, there's nothing wrong with these.
Now, I'll agree with you. That's a good policy the business should have, because in a way, that if they kept overcharging over their shelf price, then they would be doling out the $2 all day. Sure, that would hurt them.
Most businesses, Bill, have that... most major businesses, corporations, you know, big box stores, have similar pricing structures like that. I worked at Kmart for 3.5 years. They had a very similar policy. If you found a product that was priced higher than the price on the shelf, they'd give you $3, you know, right there off your bill on the spot. And, you know, obviously the people that are paying close attention are going to notice these things, and those who don't won't, but caveat emptor and buyer beware. You know, these things exist, and these situations exist in the current marketplace today, even with all the government regulation. And more government regulation doesn't make consumers any safer. It just insulates businesses from competition. And we want businesses to have competition. It's because of competition that businesses have these policies. If a grocery store opened and it didn't have a price matching policy, or it didn't have a price fixing policy like I just described to you, a lot of more price conscious consumers, those consumers that are, you know, coupon users, those consumers that have a very tight budget, that are watching the prices of everything that they purchase, those guys are going to go shop at the store that does have those policies, and that other store is going to lose that business unless they change their policy. So the fact is, it's the competition and the consumers in the marketplace that makes it so you can buy products at the price you expect them to purchase at. Sure, mistakes are going to happen, but mistakes are going to happen anyways. The free market isn't perfect, Bill, but it's way better than government regulation.
Okay, one more thing, one more question, and I'll leave you.
All right.
What do you do when some of these products that I'm buying that they're downsizing, you know, like a pound of coffee is now 13 ounces, and a yogurt cup I used to buy with 8 ounces is now 6. And this is all the brands. They've all the companies. There's no company will stick to the old way of doing
it. It's an interesting point. We'll talk about it more on the way, but they can't advertise it as a pound if it's not actually a pound. You won't see that happening. But, yes, there are cost-cutting measures going on. We can talk about that. It has to do with inflation. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, when you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal. An irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free, so enjoy those on us, including a bulletin board system. We've got over 300,000 posts for you to surf around through. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI, we reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
Now, speaking of cost-cutting and speaking of recouping losses and that sort of thing, I want to address what Bill's question was before we went away there. Bill was listening in Indianapolis, and we've been talking sort of for the last hour or so about business and regulations, government.
Free markets.
The marketplace, free markets, which we don't have right now. We have a mixed economy, which is mostly socialist and leaning more socialist every single day. More and more government controls, more and more government regulations, more and more taxation. And we were talking about grocery stores specifically, and I mentioned that it's competition that brings about wonderful things, wonderful services that we're used to, that we take for granted, like
right.
price matching and price fixing. You know, price. If you get a price that's different at the register, they match that price, and they give you a little something extra for finding the problem, that sort of thing.
What Bill proposed was sort of that everything has a fixed value, that they were overcharging him for a can of coffee, or actually in his case, aluminum foil, or they were under-delivering in a can of coffee, and you know, now it's 13 ounces, right? Rather than 16. And, you know, I'd like to give a little example. If I have one thing to sell and I have two people that are willing to buy. I've got 1 gallon of milk and one person offers me $1 for it and another person offers me $2 for it. I'm going to take the person who takes is offering me $2.
Damn right.
Clear. Okay, what's the value of that gallon of milk?
$2.
$2 because that guy was willing to offer me two.
That time, but it could be different next time.
If somebody comes along and says, I'll take that gallon for three, what's the value of that gallon of milk?
Three.
If I only have the one guy that's willing to pay $1, how much is it?
$1.
Okay. Because there is no
unless you
fixed,
don't make the sale.
There is no fixed value of milk.
Right.
But when you have two people selling a gallon of milk, suddenly you begin to get, you know, the price will fill out, whether it'll be $1.25 or whether it'll be $1.50. Who knows exactly where it'll come, end up. But there is no fixed value to things. The consumer is responsible for what they pay. I'll agree that businesses, in fact, I will totally agree, businesses want to get the most for their products that they possibly can. That's counteracted in the marketplace by consumers who want to get the most product for their money.
And consumers who can go somewhere else if they don't get what they want from one business.
Right, and I thank Bill for his for being out there, because it's his kind of price consciousness that sets the mark for all of us.
Right.
Because I don't, when I go shopping, is all I do is I push the cart around and I get the things that I want. I don't pay attention at all.
You can afford to do that.
Very little do I pay attention to prices. Now, if something's really expensive, I would pay attention. But
if you had a tighter budget, Mark, then it'd be a different situation.
It absolutely would.
And it is for a lot of consumers, and I agree with you. Thank goodness Bill is paying attention to price. There are a lot of consumers that pay attention to price. Look, I can afford to go and pay more, but I am a very frugal person.
You are a stingy little miser.
It's
absolutely.
Fun for me. I love looking at the price per ounce when I'm looking at different products and comparing products. I'll go with I've got apricots sitting in front of me. There are three or four different brands of apricots for me to purchase. I go with the Sunsweet brand because it's cheaper than the rest. They're apricots. Why do I want to pay more, right? So I am one of those people that looks at prices. And also, Bill should be congratulated for paying attention to the other important factor, because it's not just price. It's price per ounce when it comes to shopping at grocery stores. So you can look at two different products, and if they have the same price, Well, you need to look also at the ounce, the weight of the product to see if you really are getting the same deal or a different deal. And he brought up the fact that some products have been getting lighter. He mentioned yogurts, which used to be 8 ounces, many of them now going down to 6 ounces. I can give you another perfect example. Ice cream. Go and look at Breyers brand ice cream. It's no longer 1.89 liters or a half gallon. It's 1.75 liters. It's less than a half gallon. Hmm. It always used to be a half a gallon, but it's not anymore. Now, when somebody like Bill or somebody who's suspicious at all times of business, and should, again, buyer beware, you should be aware of these things.
Somebody's always out there trying to get your money, absolutely, and some of them will lie to you to get it.
But you know, it's up to you to make sure and to be careful. But
so that's entirely different than people providing a product that will hurt people. That's something
sure.
completely different.
It is, but you know, it's important for consumers to pay attention to these
sure.
things so we can help keep these businesses as honest as possible. And there's the other side of keeping consumers honest, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Because the door does swing both ways on
buyers
honesty.
Are liars.
So let's look at this cost-cutting measure, because that's what it is. When it's not that Breyers really wanted to cut costs on their ice cream, they didn't necessarily want to offer less than a half a gallon. It's just that they had a choice to make. See, we have a situation in this country where costs are constantly on the rise, and the reason for that is because of inflation. Primary, number one factor, the government is out there printing out money from thin air, adding more dollars to the money supply in this country. More dollars chasing the same amount of goods means prices are going to go up. It means prices go up at the retail level, prices go up at the wholesale level, prices everywhere are rising. Okay, so companies have to do something about that. Companies have to deal with it. So there are only so many ways that a company can do that. They can raise their prices,
mm-hmm.
or they can cut costs. Okay, there's two ways to go about it. In the case of Breyers, they have decided to cut costs. Because what they don't want to do is they don't want to have consumers going to the store and seeing what Bill saw in that one product where the price went up 10 cents. Where you
right.
go in 1 week and the price is $2.50 for a gallon of ice cream. The next week, it's $3 for that gallon of ice cream, same half
right.
gallon of ice cream. What changed? Well, inflation happened and they had to adjust their prices. So
yeah,
what Breyers
did... With that small of a margin, likely they were, the suggested manufacturer's suggested retail price went from somewhere like $2.90 to $3. Now, that would be a much more important jump. Do you understand how $2.90 is, you know, it looks cheaper than $3.
Mm-hmm. Right, $2.90, sure.
They perhaps would have kept it the same, kept the same amount as far as weight goes from $2.80 to $2.90. But then when the suggested manufacturer's suggested retail price went from $2.90 to $3,
right.
they said, you know what, let's just make smaller containers, and that way we can stay at our $2.90 mark.
Right.
And people will, you know, they won't know really much of the difference.
Right. They know that most consumers won't, notice the difference. But obviously, some do. Some like Bill. Some like myself. And so what they decided to do was cut, the costs of the actual container of ice cream. So instead of being 1.89 liters, it's now 1.75. Still looks relatively the same.
Yeah.
Same thing with candy manufacturers that, you know, it was 6 ounces of candy. They put 4 ounces of candy inside the same size bag. So it still looks as large, but it's not the same amount. And again, they're doing this because their costs are going up, but they want it to be as transparent as possible to the consumer. Now, here's the other side of the story. You might be out there sitting there thinking, those dirty, evil companies, how dare they try this sneaky crap? Well, the fact is, a lot of people did figure it out. A lot of people do pay attention to the weight that they're purchasing the products at. And this is an area where some competitors can be competitive and say, hey, we still have the same weight for this price. We'll talk about it more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line is Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And join us again. Join us. Freetalklive.com. Savvy Rest is what I want to tell you about. Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. We're talking about consumer issues. We're talking about businesses, and what brought all of this up was people concerned about big, evil corporations screwing over the consumer, and specifically what we were into at that point, or at the point we just left you at, was a bill in Indianapolis was concerned about the lowering, the dropping, what seems to be continuously dropping amounts of product available in the things you purchase at the grocery store, for instance, like yogurts. Many yogurt brands are now 6-ounce cups instead of 8-ounce cups. We were talking specifically about ice cream, because I bought some ice cream today at the grocery store. lots of ice cream manufacturers, not all of them, but several of them, including Breyers, have reduced the amount of the container, the size of the container. It looks like it's the same size as the old half-gallon containers, but it's a little shallower than it used to be.
Hmm.
So instead of 1.89 liters, it's now 1.75. Now, again, this wasn't done to be devious. It was done because of cost increases that have more to do with inflation than anything else. Of course, inflation is a government problem, a problem created by the state, created by the printing of money from thin air, which increases costs for businesses everywhere. And when costs are going up, businesses can either raise the price of their product or reduce costs. So in the case of Breyers, they chose to reduce costs. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with this, okay? And also, because of competition, it can be balanced out in the marketplace. When I was looking at the incredibly mind-bogglingly large, vast array of ice cream products and ice cream things at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Entire aisle dedicated to ice cream. When I was looking at this, I noticed several different brands. Now, again, a handful had cut the size of the amounts of the ice cream containers.
Mm-hmm.
But the store brand, and I think Edie's as well, but I'm not positive on that. Don't quote me on that, okay? The store brand for sure. I shop at Price Chopper. It's a Northeastern store, 24-hour grocery store. How cool is that, right? Once again, competition made it so they had to go 24 hours.
And it's amazing that they would be 24 hours in a community that's only 25,000 people.
Right, relatively small. So their brand was a half gallon, the 1.89 liters, the full amount. Not only was it the full half gallon, it was also 50 cents cheaper than the Breyers brand. So the fact is, because of competition... Yeah,
but it's a store brand ice cream, so ice cream is one of those things that you can really taste the difference in ingredient quality. So
hey, many store brands are equivalent or better than their name brand product competitors. And the reason for that, Mark, is because many name brand product competitors actually produce the store brands.
And they have to pay for advertising. I'll give you that. And you should check these things and see for yourself. But, you know, it's also important to people, customers like me, as to what it tastes like. Look, there's certain things that I'm just not going to settle for. I like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And if my wife was to get some other brand, a store brand or anything like that, yeah, like I'm not going to like that very much.
Well, if she made it and you didn't know the difference, then how would you feel then?
Like, I think that
she served it to you and you couldn't tell the difference and said, "Ha ha, it's the store brand."
I bet you. The thing is I bet I could. I've had store brands of these things, and I'm sure I can tell you the difference.
Double blind, that would be an interesting little thing. But that's an aside, not my point, Mark. My point is, even though one company decided to cut its costs, other companies decided, hey, we think it's important to continue having a half-gallon product on the shelves because we know that's important to a lot of people, that we keep our consistency. And so other companies didn't do the same thing. So because of competition, there are different options. In fact, the companies, because of competition, the stores themselves make it easy to tell the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the labels in most grocery stores. Most of them do this. If you look at the label, the product label, they break down the per ounce price for you. It's right there. You don't have to whip out a calculator and do math.
Yep.
It's right there broken down for you.
Enough people wanted that they decided to do it.
They demanded it. Some store decided, hey, our customers want this, let's do it. The other store saw the one store do that and said, hey, we should do that too. You know, and that's how competition works.
Or they said, oh God, now they did it, now we have to.
Can you imagine how bad this would be if government ran the grocery stores? No competition.
They had that in Russia.
Yeah.
They called them bread lines.
Right. You didn't get to choose between a whole bunch of different types of bread. It was the bread they gave you. And that was it. And you had to stand and wait. So, you know, there is no middle ground.
And you're lucky if you got it.
The middle ground is what we have today, where government gets in and meddles around and increases costs and increases prices and increases regulations and drives businesses out of this country. That's the middle ground. What we need to do is get back to a marketplace where the consumers are doing the regulating, where it's consumer interest groups like Consumer Reports and Underwriters Laboratories and groups like that
Better Business Bureau
that are keeping consumers safe. Okay? And I shouldn't even get started on the issue of consumers being bad.
It's completely, it's a lot more efficient economically. When you ask the government to regulate things, anytime you ask the government to do something, it costs three times as much as anything else in the marketplace. If the government built you a Honda Accord, it would cost $90,000 because they just aren't incentivized in the same way.
Look at the old clunker government cars that were actually made in, the Soviet Union and
East Germany.
Other examples. Just, they're awful.
Of course they are.
All right, so I want to talk about consumers trying to screw businesses, because that's the other side of the coin. But we'll go to the phones first and talk to Charles in Indiana, listening on WXNT. Hey, Charles. Charles in Indiana, going once. Charles. Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, competition, you're absolutely right, is everything. But you must be aware of history in that, you know, in the early 1900s and 1800s, there were monopolies that the government had to step in and say, hey, wait a minute.
Give me an example.
Stifling the
robber
barons.
Give me an example.
Barons,
interesting claim. Give
barons,
me an example.
The railroad barons.
You must be aware of history that, in fact, the railroad barons used government influence to get their monopolies. You know, those weren't actually monopolies.
What's going on right now? We have more corporate mergers and acquisitions than ever before, which is stifling competition. You know, the corporations take advantage of the 14th Amendment to claim that they're an individual.
And how are they able to claim that they're an individual?
They
in the courts of law.
They are an individual in a court of law.
Right.
The government likes
it's the
them.
Government allowed them to do such a thing. A corporation is simply a piece of paper that legally protects people from the bad things that might happen from mistakes they
liability.
Made. Yeah, liability.
So we should do away with it. They don't have a pulse. They can't reproduce.
We should. I'm totally with you.
Absolutely. Corporations are a bad, bad idea.
I'm not looking for the government to protect corporations.
Isn't it corporations' main goal to consume their competition by buying out their competitors? So if you have a totally unregulated market, you get monopolies. That's why...
No, you are incorrect, sir. You know, there's not a single example that you ever are going to be able to come up with a real monopoly in a free market.
Are you
market.
Familiar with American history?
I'm familiar with Standard Oil. Not? Okay, let's use Standard Oil. That's the standard one. The fact is, right, Standard Oil had about 85% of the market, not a monopoly. That means that 15% of the market was out there with competition. In the same way that Microsoft doesn't have a monopoly now. In fact, they're losing their monopoly to Apple, who's providing they're
market
losing
share.
Their market large market share to Apple, who's providing people with types of computers that are easier to use and better looking. There's
Microsoft
always going to be
the
marketplace
Europe.
Will handle these things. The only time you're ever going to have a market a monopoly is when the government steps in, like in the case of your power company or your cable company or your water company. Those are
that's
real
government
live
regulation.
Monopolies.
That's what it's government regulation keeping monopolies and the competition a lot. I think you need to re-examine your...
Let's re-examine it in a moment. We'll bring it back for more. Hang on, Charles. 800-259-9231. He totally didn't understand what you said, Mark. We'll try to make it crystal clear. The fact is, monopolies can only exist with government's support. We will explain. We'll talk more about it. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
SpyBuild.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBuild.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, if we don't get a chance to get to it, the story about the LAPD and the Muslims, we'll get to it Monday night, so you can join us then. If you don't get the show on your station, grab it at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features there are free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. You get some perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. But the most important thing is that money is not going to paychecks. It's coming in, and it's going right back out, and it's being reinvested into the show to get more radio stations on board and to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Because as has been proven by some of the phone calls we've gotten tonight, many, many Americans are just blissfully unaware of the way the economy actually works, of the way the free marketplace is supposed to work. They've just got a lot of things, frankly, backwards. And one of those people, and I don't want to be rude to you, Charles. Charles, you're unfortunately completely wrong with your opinions about monopolies. And it's Charles back on the line in Indiana. And I can just go through it to hopefully make it very clear for you. The fact is, there are two types of monopolies in the world, okay? Type number one is a market monopoly. Type number two is a coercive monopoly. Now, the definitions
both stifle
are
competition.
Sorry?
Both of those
stifle competition.
Incorrect. Only one kind is only one kind of monopoly is a stifling kind, and that is government-enforced coercive monopolies. But let me define them for you before we go on, okay?
Wait, just one moment. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt, but before there was the antitrust laws, corporations, there was nothing to stop the monopolization of the marketplace.
You are incorrect, and I will explain to you why it is you're wrong, okay?
It wasn't until Roosevelt came along and says you can't have a monopoly in the market.
You're wrong, sir. Right.
You obviously haven't read a history book, and
no, you're the one who's been reading the history books written by socialist history books.
The fact is that we do have monopolies, and those monopolies are the government.
Listen, just pot him down, please. Just pot him right down. He's going to keep talking. Mark, can you make your point now?
Look, there are monopolies in America. Those monopolies are monopolies like the water company, the power company, and the cable company. Those monopolies are in place because the government put them in place.
Coercive monopolies.
That's what he's talking about, these market monopolies, this terminology, which is completely incorrect. It's not a monopoly at all. But let's use Microsoft as an example. Microsoft had a
large... You didn't let me define the term.
I know, but it's a bad term, and I've heard you define it before. It is not a monopoly. Monopoly means there is only one in the marketplace.
Right. You didn't let me define the term. A market monopoly is where there is one company that is offering a product, and it's the only one in the marketplace. It's never been actually accomplished before, because in a free market, there's always the opportunity for someone else to start up a competing company.
Right.
The only time you can't have that freedom, the only time you don't have the ability to compete against that so-called market monopoly is when there's a government around to say, whoa, you can't come in here and offer power services. Whoa, you can't come in here and offer oil to people. We're only going to allow this company to do it. So it's only when government is present that you have a situation where there can actually be a coercive, dangerous monopoly. If a company actually gets to the point of market monopoly in a free market situation, they could only do it by satisfying all of their customers so satisfied that no one ever thought to go out and start up a competing entity. Of course, that doesn't happen because of like what you're about to say about Microsoft is that when companies get more and more market share, they tend to just get lazier. They tend to rest on their laurels, and it gives an opportunity for someone else to step in and start taking more market share back from them. In the absence of government regulation, there is competition. And anytime anybody's free to start competing, you can't possibly have a dangerous monopoly. You can't have a monopoly when there's a free marketplace. Charles, does that make any sense to you at all? Charles in Indianapolis, he's gone. All right. So did that make any sense?
Charles is repeating the same things that we were told in school.
You don't know history, Mark.
And you know, the fact is, they're lying to you. There's no such thing as a monopoly. Standard Oil was not a monopoly.
Nope.
They only had an 85% market share.
I heard 90, but, you know,
okay,
whatever.
90% market share. That's not a monopoly.
Nope.
And any more than, I don't know, anything that's only 90% of something.
Right. Monopoly means 100%.
It's just not the way it is. So, and Standard Oil was only able to keep that market share for something like 4 or 5 years in an entirely immature market where competition, where travel was very limited. They didn't have semis, you know, crossing the United States at 70 miles an hour at that time, bringing oil back and forth where people could really compete. So there's no such thing as a monopoly.
Right. In the free market,
a monopoly does stifle competition, and the only monopolies are the monopolies that the government, who's supposedly out there protecting us from monopolies, which is a damn lie, too,
right?
Because otherwise we wouldn't have them. But in fact, the government institutes the only monopolies and then says, we protect you from monopolies.
It's
what
absurd.
A bunch of crooks.
Yep, they are crooks, and they are liars. And you might ask yourself, well, why did my government history teacher lie to me? Well, it's because
she was indoctrinated, too.
Right. She doesn't understand. She's teaching from a textbook which was written by socialists with an agenda to make people hate business and to make people love government and to make people think that government is wonderful and government is the great protector and government's going to keep you safe. If you're living today and sucking air, it's because there's a government around. I mean, this is what government school teaches people, just like Catholic school teaches people about Jesus and the Catholic stuff. Okay? What are you going to get from government school? You're going to get the message that government is great. It's a lie. They're lying to you. The government is the entity that protects bad businessmen.
They control the schools, of course. If GM controlled the schools, don't you think you'd hear all the time about how great a product GM is?
Sure.
The government is lying to you. We've just proved it.
Yep. Okay, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. Because everybody that's anti-business always talks about all the awful things that they think businesses have done to consumers over time. But the door swings both ways. As you pointed out, Mark, businesses want to get as much money as possible for the products on their shelves as they can. On the other hand, consumers want to get those same products for as little money out of their pocket as possible. And in between, price is found.
I'd like a Mercedes convertible, and I'd like to pay $5,000 for it.
Not going
to
happen.
If I can tell a lie to the Mercedes dealer in order to get it, I might just do such a thing.
Many consumers are willing to lie in order to get better prices. And just as an example of how these two forces, consumers and businesses, these two forces meet together in the marketplace and manage to work together, and most people are satisfied. Transactions tend to be win-win. I wouldn't buy a product if I didn't think I was getting equal or more value out of that product than the dollars sitting in my pocket. Okay? I wouldn't make the purchase if I didn't think it was a worthwhile purchase. But sometimes mistakes are made, and sometimes you have to go and return a product. I had to return one today, as a matter of fact. When I was leaving the grocery store I was talking about shopping at earlier, one of the bags broke, and a bottle of juice fell through and hit the pavement, and it exploded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, juice went everywhere. The bottle was ruined. It's a $2 bottle of juice, so I picked up the bottle, took my receipt, walked back into the store, went to the customer service desk, showed it to him, said, hey, you know, dropped out of the bag, told him the story. He said, do you want to get another one? I said, yes. You know, so we wanted to do an even exchange. And the guy never looked at my receipt. He never looked at my receipt. He just let us go and get the other product off the shelf. I didn't have to fill out any forms. I didn't have to give them any information. They just gave me the new product, took the old one, and I walked out of the door. And I thought to myself as I was leaving, man, that's really good customer service. Considering that in some places you have to fill out a form, you know, if you want to get a refund. Now, again, it was just an even exchange of a $2 bottle of soda, but for an electronic device like a PlayStation 2. Or PlayStation 3 or something, right? I used to work in the electronics department at Kmart when I was a teenager. And I can't tell you how many times somebody came in and tried to return something that they, A, didn't buy at the store, or B, were trying to pull some sort of scam on us, or, you know, I can't even remember all the examples. But just in the world of scams that these customers will try to pull, here's one of the fun ones. Some customers will get upset when they return something and the customer service department opens the box, pulls out all of the, you know, pulls the product out and inspects it to ensure that it is indeed what they expected it to be, that you returned all the cables and you returned everything that you were supposed to return with it, like you're buying a PlayStation 3. If you don't open the box and you don't go through that process and you don't check the claims of the customer, just like customers should check the business claims, if the business doesn't check the claim of the customer, then it's going to get screwed.
It's liable to be full of sand.
Or a brick. Or something like that. You go and buy a PlayStation 3, take the PlayStation 3 out, put a brick back in, and if you take it to a business that is known for not checking the boxes when they get it back, you just got yourself a free PlayStation 3. So of course they have to put in these parameters. Of course they have to check your identification. They need to make sure that you're an honest person, because unfortunately, not all customers are honest, and not all businessmen are honest. But 99% of the time, customers and businesses are honest, and everybody gets what they want for the price they want it at, because the marketplace works. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this